Jeremiah's second book. The burning of the roll was not the end of the matter. The written words were more easily disposed of than the swift coming punishment God had pronounced against rebellious Israel. But even the written roll was reproduced. "Take thee again another roll," the Lord commanded his servant, "and write in it all the former words that were in the first roll, which Jehoiakim the king of Judah hath burned." The words were still living in the heart of Jeremiah, as a burning fire, and the prophet reproduced that which the wrath of man had destroyed. Taking another roll, Baruch wrote therein all the words of the book which Jehoiakim king of Judah had burned in the fire, and there were added besides unto them many like words. The means by which Jehoiakim had endeavored to limit the influence of the prophet gave further opportunity for making plain the divine requirements. The spirit that led to the persecution of Jeremiah exists today. Many refuse to heed warnings, preferring to listen to false teachers who flatter their vanity and overlook their evil doing. In the day of trouble, such will have no sure refuge. God's chosen servants should meet with courage the sufferings that befall them through reproach, neglect, and misrepresentation. They should discharge faithfully the work God has given them, ever remembering that the prophets, the Savior, and his apostles also endured persecution for the word's sake. It was God's purpose that Jehoiakim should heed the counsels of Jeremiah and thus win favor in the eyes of Nebuchadnezzar and save himself much sorrow. The youthful king had sworn allegiance to the Babylonian ruler, and had he remained true to his promise, he would have commanded the respect of the heathen. But Judah's king willfully violated his word of honor, and rebelled. This brought against him bands of marauders. Within a few years he closed his disastrous reign in ignominy, rejected of heaven, unloved by his people, and despised by the rulers of Babylon, whose confidence he had betrayed. Jehoiakim, also known as Jeconiah, and Kenaiah, the son of Jehoiakim, occupied the throne only 3 months and 10 days when he surrendered to the Chaldean armies which were once more besieging the fated city. Nebuchadnezzar carried away Jehoiakim to Babylon, and the king's mother, and the king's wives, and his officers, and the mighty of the land, several thousand in number, together with craftsmen and smiths 1,000, and all the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house. The kingdom of Judah, broken in power and robbed of its strength, was nevertheless still permitted to exist as a separate government. At its head Nebuchadnezzar placed Mattaniah, a younger son of Josiah, changing his name to Zedekiah.